There was a big development yesterday. Lettuce, the cause of cyclosporosis.
You got it.
Whatever it is, you don't want to have it.
You don't want it.
Lettuce, Taylor Farms. And ironically, I just threw out a Taylor Farms, one of those clamshell things that had the pre-washed lettuce in it.
Oh, pre-washed stuff. That's the stuff
It's been sitting in my my refrigerator, and I finally did it yesterday. But yeah, the news came out, and they think that Taco Bell is one of the conduits of it. So we're going to talk more about that later on this morning. Also coming up this morning, the impact on your health of the smoky conditions. We'll talk with the doctor out of Trinity Health. That'll be in our 10 o'clock hour. And the weekly WAG also on the way, plus our review of The Odyssey with Perry Seibert from the Michigan Movie Critics Guild. Right now, we turn our attention to the Ann Arbor Art Fair, which got a rocky start this week thanks to this invasion of smoke from Canada and Minnesota. Joining us to talk about the impact on the art fair is Ashley Schaefer. She is the executive director of the Main Street Area Association. Some businesses and artisans chose to shut down early yesterday, but I was really impressed with those that just plowed on through, Ashley.
I know. It is, you know, it was really sad to see the streets so empty, but there are a lot of dedicated visitors and artists who still showed up, you know, wearing their masks, which was great. But, you know, they work so hard all year. It's really hard to see all that work go to waste.
Yeah. Well, as day two gets underway here, things are lessening a bit with that smoke out there. And by tomorrow, we should be okay. So they're saying. But how did you, the art fair directors, and your businesses throughout the Main Street region handle this? You know, these are the kinds of things you can't predict, really.
No, you know, this was something that I don't think was on anyone's bingo card. And, you know, everyone's trying to figure out how we can support the artists, how we can support the businesses, also the visitors that are coming in. We met with the city and the emergency services, and they were able to provide us with about 700 masks, which we were able to distribute to businesses and artists later in the day. And we are closely monitoring what the air quality looks like and the heat as well, but we'll be doing that again today, just to really determine what's safe for everyone, and then providing those resources, you know, via email, and then also, again, delivering those masks to individuals who might need them.
Yeah, wearing the mask really does help, I noticed.
It does. I actually was wearing one yesterday from 10 until 7, anytime that I was outside, just because, you know, it was really hard to breathe being outside and walking around.
It really was. What about the artwork itself? And how about the businesses that would hang clothing out on sidewalks and do the sales and that sort of thing? Is that happening too? And does the smoke impact that?
Yeah. So the businesses are still remaining open. Some of them have moved to their storefronts. Some of them are still set up in the street, but the businesses and their storefronts are still open. So, you know, they're trying hard to make sure that they are still accessible to people who are in town visiting, because there are a lot of visitors who still need something to do. So they are still there and operating as normal.
You know, that's a really good point. I mean, even if, you know, you can't get to all the favorite artists you might like because they might be shut down yesterday afternoon and in the evening, you got to do something, right? So did you see any kind of influx with restaurants getting more business because of this?
No, not more than a normal day, unfortunately, which we do understand. It's hard to come out, you know, to dine and shop. And our recommendation would be, you know, if you are out, stop in every store or walk a little bit and then stop in a store to get a break. But, you know, I would say it's much slower than a normal art fair Thursday.
Yeah. So I did hear one bright spot for people that don't like the heavy crowds that art fair usually brings in. I heard a lot of people who went down there and they said they really enjoyed walking and being able to maneuver, didn't have to worry about the crowds. They were able to look at the artwork better. So I'm, you know, it's a little bright spot anyway.
It is. Yeah. A little silver lining, you know.
Exactly. All right. So for day two, what are you recommending everyone do at this point? The art fair's opening up at 10 o'clock. Is that right?
Yeah, so artists are given the option, if they wanted to, that they could open at noon. A lot of them have shared that they're going to open at 10 o'clock this morning. So Art Fair staff is here, and they are ready to welcome everyone. Restaurants will be open as well. So there might be a few booths that are closed throughout the fair, but the majority of them will be open. So my recommendation going into today would be to take a lot of breaks, step inside when you need to, wear a mask. You know, we are here all day. You know, HVA is on site as well. So if there's any medical emergencies, you know, we have the people on hand who can assist, but stay hydrated as well.
Yeah, just, and, you know, that's what we do in summertime anyway. So, and if you get a chance, definitely wear a mask. What about any good deals going on down there with some of the businesses along the Main Street area? And I want to point our listeners to mainstreetannarbor.org. Great website. You'll have a chance to see all the businesses in downtown Ann Arbor and check out where they're located and what they're doing. But can you give us a little peek at some of those great sales going on?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So I would say some of my favorites are Footprints. They do a shoe sale on the sidewalk and inside, but that's when you can get things like Birkenstocks or Chacos, those great summer shoes that have offer amazing support. They have an awesome sidewalk sale. And then Sandy's Boutique also has an awesome art fair sale. And Cups and Chai is giving out free chai samples, so you can give it a try before you buy it. You're going to want to buy it because it's delicious, but they will give you a sample of some of their signature lemonades and chais. And then one other really awesome sale that always goes on every year is Sam's Store. They sell a lot of comfort color gear, and so they have a lot of t-shirts and Tevas and things like that on sale, along with Fleet Feet. So they've expanded their sale this year with 4th Ave being closed. So they're taking a quarter of the block right now. They've got a few shoe demos. They've got shoe sales. They'll do some foot profiling, which is wonderful. I actually went in there the day before art fair and got some insoles for my shoes because I knew I'd be doing a lot of walking. But lots of really great deals. Rock, Paper, Scissors has permanent jewelry. Ginza Marketplace is doing a Pokemon scavenger hunt. So if you find all six of them, you can win a prize and also enter to win something that they're doing, like a big giveaway as well, for their 1 year anniversary. And then as always, the Social District is throughout the entire footprint of Art Fair. So if you go on our website, you can find a list of all the Social District participants, some of which are doing a signature cocktail.
Ooh, well, there's a lot going on in downtown Ann Arbor during the Art Fair, Ashley.
So much.
Oh, I hope everyone gets down and enjoys it. And maybe just, you know, take little breaks, go into restaurants, you know, indoors, wear that mask, make sure to stay hydrated, all those great things that we do anyway during the Ann Arbor Art Fair. All right, day two, and then day three will be the conclusion on Saturday to the Ann Arbor Art Fair. So, you know, it's pretty compact, and you can't wait for the smoke to go away to get some great deals and to see some beautiful artwork. These artisans, some thousand of them have come in from all over the country to show here in Ann Arbor. So, all right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ashley. Great talking with you. Ashley Schaefer, Director of the Main Street Area Association on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.